Thank you and good morning. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department are investigating a homicide, the suspected stabbing death of a 14-year-old boy who was found unresponsive outside of a residence in the 2300 block of 15th Street in Eureka on Wednesday morning. A neighbor in the area saw the boy and called 911, and when police arrived, they realized he needed immediate medical attention. Despite first aid from medical personnel, the boy died as a result of his injuries. The coroner's office is investigating the death as well, and the identity of the victim, who lived in Arcata, is known. An autopsy has been scheduled for Friday to determine a cause of death. Anyone with information about the boy or what led to his death is asked to contact Eureka Police or Detective Ron Harpum. Sheriff's detectives are currently investigating a shooting incident at a residence in the Swains Flat area off Highway 36 on Tuesday night that sent two people to the hospital with gunshot wounds. Sergeant Diana Fries of the Sheriff's Office reports that an intruder forced his way into a residence in the Bridgeville-Swains Flat area and an argument ensued with a woman in that residence. The intruder then allegedly shot the woman and the victim's boyfriend, then in turn shot the intruder, who fled the scene on foot and was later found suffering from a gunshot wound near the Outpost store in Swains Flat. The Sheriff's Office reports that the intruder and the woman knew each other and both were taken to the hospital for treatment of gunshot wounds, and both are reported to be in stable condition. A search warrant has been served at the residence, and the investigation is ongoing. Two Hoopa tribal police officers suffered minor injuries in a vehicle collision while they were responding to a report of shots fired on Monday night. The officers were driving northbound on Highway 96 in two cars when the lead car slowed to make a U-turn while in pursuit of a suspect. The trailing car failed to slow down enough and slammed into the back of the lead vehicle. Both officers suffered minor injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. And there is no further information about the suspect or the shooting that led to the vehicle pursuit. The bomb disposal unit from the Sheriff's Office was called out to an area near Milepost 35 on Highway 299 on Wednesday afternoon after a suspicious package was found in the roadway. A Caltrans work crew found a device that appeared similar to a pipe bomb, a black tube with caps on each end and wrapped in black tape. The item was far enough off the roadway so that traffic flow was not interrupted, and the item was rendered safe by the bomb disposal crew. It's still unclear what the device's intended purpose was. Anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. Officers from the Fortuna Police Department assisted deputies with the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force in the apprehension of a man wanted on felony warrants. Joseph Olivo, a man believed to be armed, was located at the Strongs Creek Plaza and in the company of a second man, 29-year-old Mario Nunez of Eureka. But before officers could approach him, Olivo got into a vehicle and led officers on a high-speed pursuit that reached northbound onto Highway 101. The chase then led to Singley Road, when Olivo pulled over behind a residence and surrendered. He was taken into custody without incident, and Nunez was later apprehended and arrested back at Strongs Plaza in Fortuna and booked for outstanding felony warrants. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There was a BB gun shooting in Eureka. Jordan Christmas has more.
An investigation into a Eureka High School student being shot with a BB gun by an unknown assailant turned out to be just horseplay, according to the high school principal. The student was by himself in the 1600 block of L Street Tuesday afternoon when he was shot in the chest with a BB gun. This resulted in the boy being transported to St. Joseph's Hospital at the precautionary urging of the boy's mother and Eureka police officers. The Eureka High School principal issued a statement today saying it was a result of horseplay among students at a private residence during lunch period, and all students involved in the incident have been properly disciplined.
Thank you, Jordan. The National Weather Service has issued a high surf advisory as we head into the weekend, and beachgoers and others who plan on visiting areas along local beaches should use caution when doing so. Breaking waves of 20 to 25 feet are expected along beaches, and that will mean increased wave run-up along the beach and over rocks and jetties. The wave action will be erratic and unpredictable. Mariners crossing over the bar are urged to use extreme caution, particularly during the max ebb tide while crossing the bar. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will host a holiday event this afternoon at the Senior Resource Center in Eureka. Firefighters have been collecting gifts for seniors and toys for children in the Share the Magic of Christmas Toy Drive. The department will present those toys and gifts to the Salvation Army at 3 o'clock at the center on I Street in Eureka today. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.